For this Wednesday, June 4th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The University of Southern Indiana is proposing that tuition and mandatory fees be held flat for the 2025-26 and 2026-27 academic years. School officials say this is in response to a recommendation by the Governor and Indiana Commission for Higher Education, as well as a desire to maintain affordable educational excellence. A hearing to solicit public comment will take place at 10 a.m. tomorrow in the Griffin Center. Under Indiana Code, each state educational institution is required to set tuition and fees for a two-year period following the adoption of the state's biennial budget and to hold a public hearing before the adoption of any proposed rate increases. Officials say the university recommends that the 2025-26 and 2026-27 per semester credit hour student fee remain at the 2024-25 amount. It also recommended that the other mandatory fees not be increased for 2025-26 and 2026-27. The Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation will host a groundbreaking ceremony for the Innovation Center for Science and Health at the site of the former Wellborn Clinic building in downtown Evansville. According to a press release, EVSC is partnering with the University of Evansville. Officials say the goal for the new facility is to expand innovative learning opportunities for local high school and college students in science, healthcare, and medical fields. The groundbreaking will take place at 421 Chestnut Street on Monday, June 9th at 11 a.m. A new national study has revealed some concerning statistics for Indiana drivers. According to research from Jason Stone Injury Lawyers, Indiana ranks 7th in the country for car crashes involving unlicensed drivers. Between 2018 and 2022, 26.3% of all vehicle crashes in the state involved someone behind the wheel without a valid driver's license. The report, which used data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, also highlights the risk to pedestrians. In Indiana, 12% of pedestrian deaths during that same time period were linked to drivers without a license. Experts say many of these unlicensed drivers once had valid licenses that expired or were suspended and never renewed. Driving without a valid license is not only illegal, it can invalidate insurance coverage, even if the unlicensed driver wasn't at fault in the accident. Tomorrow night is game one of the NBA Finals as the Indiana Pacers play at the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the Pacers' second ever trip to the NBA Finals and the first since 2000. The Thunder are playing in the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012. Game one is tomorrow evening at 7:30. From Major League Baseball on Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost the series opener home against the Kansas City Royals 10-7. The Cardinals are now 33-27 overall. Game two of the series is tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs won their series opener in Washington as they took care of the Nationals 8-3. The Cubs run their record to 38-22. The series continues this evening in Washington at 5:45. The Cincinnati Reds defeated the Milwaukee Brewers at home 4-2. The Reds improved to 30-32. Cincinnati and Milwaukee play the rubber game of their three-game set today at 11:40. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, June 4th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.